WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Live and local from Philadelphia. Free speech lives here. It's Kale and Company on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, Philadelphia, let's get it going. It is indeed Kale and Company live here on this Thursday, December the 1st. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We're always live on the Odyssey app with you for the next 4 hours as we take you up until 10 o'clock this morning. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. You can be a part of the show, as many of you are, on Twitter. I am at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L, the radio station at 1210 WPHT. Dawn Stensland with the news. Greg Stocker is the chairman of the board. Anthony Dorenzo, our associate producer, as we flip the calendar over to December. What's going on, everybody? How are we feeling on this Thursday?
December 1st. What?
I know. Like, we're three weeks away from Christmas break.
3 weeks.
Oh, man.
I don't even have my tree up. That's a sin.
I know we're going to get into this later, but the holiday decorations are a big subject for me.
It's a big deal for a lot of people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those that like to put them up, that like to put them up early.
And what's the correct date?
That's correct.
Right? And you have that answer, I'm told.
Rumor has it.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Rumor
has it, as Adele once famously sang.
I love that song, actually.
And then also you have the people out there that, get offended by holiday lights. We can't forget our little, our triggered friends out there that, get bothered.
Oh, it's not inclusive, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Right. I'm offended by the fact that you put up white lights around your home. How dare you? Mm-hmm. Didn't you take my feelings into account? Actually, nobody, I didn't. If you don't like it, close your eyes. How about that? So we got a lot of good stuff to get to today. The latest with a luncheon, and it had nothing to do with some of the people here at Talk Radio 1210. It had everything to do with Twitter and the man who runs Apple. We'll give you those details coming up in a little bit. Also, Martha McCollum going in on John Kirby. I thought she was great yesterday. Exposing the hypocrisy of the United States government when it comes to Apple and Twitter. And then also, we've got to get to some Philadelphia stories. We've got a murder from, by my math, 65 years ago that we will discuss. And also, you've got some people running around, and this is just shows you how stupid people really are, posting videos from their own personal social media account trying to defund the PPA. The Philadelphia Parking Authority.
So
we've got, we've got the defund the parking authority movement going on.
Well, look, I'm not behind the defund movement, but PPA, man, maybe.
A little poor taste, though, coming off of the story that we talked about yesterday.
It's fine. Yeah,
so that's the tie-in. That's why we will get into
come
it.
Out from something. My car's gone.
Right. Yes.
I want to,
Exactly. Yeah. So we got so much to delve into on today's show. Before the big take, we say good morning to Dawn Stensland, who has the news.
Yes, and good morning. This Thursday, December 1st, Kale & Company News Live, sponsored this morning by Bed Bath & Beyond. And you're noticing a chill, 37 degrees. We're waking up to full forecast from the T-Mobile Weather Center in just a moment. But Philadelphia police have now released photos of a gunman who they believe shot the PPA worker on the job. And you see the suspect in that surveillance footage, which isn't seen enough. It has gone viral, and many of us have been talking about it. But they say that suspect, of course, should be considered armed and dangerous. So the PPD and PPA announcing a $20,000 reward in the case. And we now know that the officer himself, who was uniformed, you see this guy just walk right up to him and shoot him as if execution style. He's identified the victim as 37-year-old Timothy McKenzie, a guy that was well-known in the community, actually beloved, as much as we complain about the parking authority. This guy had a way about him that everybody loved him. So many prayers, really an outpouring, as he's in stable condition, and he miraculously survived that shooting where he was shot in the head, the ear, and the shoulder, but he is expected to survive. A lot of prayers for him and his family this morning. The Pennsylvania Senate, of course, to put Philadelphia DA Larry Krasner on trial. That vote happened, and Krasner calling the impeachment pure politics. And Helen Gim in Philadelphia, big surprise. She's running for mayor, making her big announcement and joining seven other Democrats candidates in this race as they move to replace Jim Kenney when his term expires. Let's go to I almost said NBC 10 First Alert forecast. It's the T-Mobile Weather Center forecast this morning, and it's a chilly one as we begin December. It is winter, and winter is coming. We'll also talk about your energy bills moving forward, but you're going to feel this big chill as the high today is only 44 degrees, tomorrow just 48, so some blustery days, and the wind doesn't help that as well. 57 degrees for your Saturday, which is warmer, but we'll see some showers. As for Bed Bath & Beyond, who sponsors Kale & Company News Live this morning, hey, here's a holiday gift from Bed Bath & Beyond. Now through December 11th, you get 25% off one item. Text GIFT to 239663. It's 239663. New offers every day at Bed Bath & Beyond. Exclusives apply. Exclusions apply. See the website for all the details. This is Thursday Morning Edition, Kale & Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. Dawn with the news. 855-839-1210 is the phone number to be a part of the show. But before we get to some of the exclusive content that you will only hear on this fine radio program, let's get to another installment of The Big Take.
The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Ah, yes, The Big Take, and it's brought to you by Ford. And right now, for a limited time, get special Black Friday incentives on select new Ford vehicles only at your local Ford store. Inventory is arriving daily, so hurry in for the best selection. Check it out today at buyfordnow.com or at your local Ford store today. So The Big Take today, get woke, go broke, strikes again. If you didn't see it, I don't know where you were yesterday. Maybe you were taking a day off from social media. If you did, good for you. Congratulations. Wish I could do the same, but unfortunately, I'm glued to it. And when I'm glued to it, I see everything. And you couldn't miss CNN yesterday as they begin their mass layoffs. The announcement coming out yesterday, more details expected to trickle out today. And CNN stands for left-wing Trump bashing, Republican gaslighting, woke journalists. Okay, actually, it stands for Cable News Network, but today and this week, it might as well stand for the Cutting Numbers Network. And they're doing so because they stood for everything that I just mocked them for. And what made CNN great in the early to late 90s was the news. I remember as a 10-year-old in 1994, vividly glued to the television, watching CNN. The O.J. Simpson car chase, you know, many other things, the Oklahoma City bombing. When they were at their best, they focused on the news, real journalism, facts, reporting, live on the ground. They were there as news was breaking and developing, and they were the go-to, right? Now, they were also one of the only players in the game, because then came along Fox News. Then came along a slow, gradual progression to the left. Then came Trump, and CNN rode the Trump train, but they just never got off. And eventually, your audience did get off, as in checked out, changed the channel, tuned out, went elsewhere. And a lot of them have either gone to MSNBC, stopped watching, or, as we'll detail later in the show, they've gone to Fox News. And once the audience goes away, the advertisers go away, and that's when you're in trouble. And then comes the cuts. Chris Licht announcing yesterday in a press release that was made public, to my CNN colleagues, our people are the heart and soul of this organization. It's probably money, but nice little touch. I get it. It's the holiday season. It's incredibly hard to say goodbye to any one member of the CNN team, much less many. I recently described this process as a gut punch because I know that is how it feels for all of us. Today, we will notify a limited number of individuals, largely some of our paid contributors, as part of a recalibrated reporting strategy. Yeah, let's just pay attention in the coming days, weeks, and months to how recalibrated that reporting strategy is. I have my doubts that they will ever try to be centrist or moderate or just fact-based, but we'll see. Tomorrow, he says, we will notify impacted employees, and tomorrow afternoon I will follow up with more details on these changes. He goes on for another paragraph or two, but he wraps it up by saying, let's take care of each other this week. Signed, Chris. Yes, let's take care of each other this week, as you just eliminated my job. But you know what? That's CNN's fault, right? See, this is what happens, and this was bound to happen. Bloated payroll, underperforming ratings, and the lesser talent goes in a fat-trimming attempt to change strategies and make all the numbers look better than they are. But we all know that CNN will not change. Even when the likes of Don Lemon take a demotion and eventually won't have their contract renewed, or Chris Cuomo is fired, whether it's poorly rated shows or fraudulent human beings preaching into your television and being the exact opposite off camera, these things will not change. They'll just pay less for talent. They'll rebrand, I use that in air quotes, in an attempt to get back to their glory days. But newsflash, you can't put lipstick on a pig and expect it still not to be a pig, because at the end of the day, it's still a pig. And keep in mind, they had fact checker Brian Stelter and others that were just laid off in September. Hard to believe there's no market for a no personality stooge like Brian Stelter. Two rounds of layoffs in 4 months spells doom and gloom for the three-letter network. Now, Chris Licht and Middle Ground will fail as badly as disgraced former boss Jeff Zucker. In August, it was reported that after consistently low ratings, they were, quote, on the hunt for new revenue. Not sure that that's really panned out. You'll hear those details in an audio clip in just a moment. But it's hard to find money from advertisers when you don't have a top 10 show. Now, me personally, Nick Cale, I can't really relate to that. I've always had a top 10 show. But you know what? When you have rivals like Fox News that are crushing every demographic, it's hard to find those ad dollars. Profits have plummeted steeply. And it's not just recently for CNN. Their profits have been plummeting steeply since 2016. Wonder why that is. Oh, that's right. Too much energy on one individual, Donald Trump. 6 years later, now you're the chump. If we call today Black Thursday for CNN, would that be racist? Perhaps. You know, I'm sure there's a CNN viewer out there that will try to call in right now and tell me that it is. But let's take a listen. Here is Stella Escobedo on OAN with some of the financial details of the layoffs and why they're happening at CNN.
CNN CEO Chris Licht informs employees that layoffs are underway. In an email to staff today, Licht said employees being notified today are largely paid contributors and said that on Thursday, the company will notify impacted employees. Back in October, Licht noted that a number of staff changes and cost-cutting measures, including layoffs, would take place before the end of the year. CNN is reportedly expected to miss its 2022 profitability target of $1.1 billion by more than $100 million.
Your goal is 1.1 billion and you miss it by 100 million. Translation, some people have to go. And why is this happening? Well, it's because CNN took the bait, much like ESPN, much like Disney, much like every other left-wing corporation. Here's what happens. You pander to a small vocal minority of left-wing progressives, and you take social media like it's real life, and you put that into practice in your real business, you're doomed and you're bound to fail. Much like the left will never stop their pursuit of cancel culture victims, they'll never stop their poor business judgments of getting woke and going broke. It's guaranteed to happen, just like the sun will come up each and every morning. See ya, CNN, and that's the big take.
Big Take on Kale and Company.
It's the Big Take here on a Thursday, and it's brought to you by Ford. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. You can get involved on social media at 1210 WPHT. That's how you follow us on Twitter. You can also get the video version of the Big Take on Instagram at 1210 WPHT. That'll be up later this morning. We'll come back. We'll get some calls. We'll give you the latest on Elon Musk and his meeting with Apple yesterday. And also, we do have election interference. And we do have an admission. We'll give you those details. And then we'll also expound upon the big take a little bit with CNN. I've got a big ratings chart here in front of me. I mean, it looks like Nick Sirianni's playbook for the Eagles on a Sunday against the Titans. I mean, some would say, I mean, it almost looks like a menu at like a fast food chain or something. And you're not going to believe this, but I thought CNN was struggling, and we certainly know that. When you look at the ratings, they don't even show up in the top 28 shows. That is staggering. We'll give you those details when we come back. Nick, Greg, Dawn, and Anthony, we're live here on Thursday. It's Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210.
You know, this doesn't have to be as good as it gets. That joint pain, it keeps you from doing everything you love. And even, it's tough to get dressed in the morning. You don't have to live with it. It's time you call QC Kinetics and get rid of that pain. Deal with it. QC Kinetics uses advanced regenerative medicine that restores and repairs damaged joint tissue, giving you your life back. Yeah, hips, shoulders, elbows. They can all be treated with natural biologics from your own body. Powerful healing agents, highly concentrated. So if you've been trying those steroid shots, they're not quite working for you anymore, you're still trying to avoid surgery, call QC Kinetics now. Schedule your free consultation. Learn about these exciting new cutting-edge treatments for pain caused by arthritis or caused by injury. What does it mean? It means you get lasting relief. No drugs, no surgery, no pain meds. No downtime. People are raving about this. You got to call QC Kinetics, 215-999-3000, 215-999-3000. Just call them already. QC Kinetics. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
It is Kale and Company, 624 here on a Thursday morning. Hard to believe, December the 1st already, as we welcome you back in. Kale and Company, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. We're always streaming live on the Odyssey app. 855-839-1210 is the phone number. A lot of good stuff to get into later in the show. We got to give up some love for a few governors, especially out in South Dakota. Those details on the way. And also a story with a person that lost their phone for 24 hours. And what they learned in regards to being without a phone for 24 hours.
My dream.
Yeah, trust me. I'm dreaming right there with you, brother.
Oh, my God.
I look forward to that. I might not even go looking for it, to be honest.
Okay. My dream day is the day that this job no longer exists for me, and that day will obviously come, and I can throw...
Hopefully in at least 25 years.
And I can throw that stupid phone in the river,
yes,
and be done with it.
Well, that's part of the Kale retirement plan. Get on the boat, go out to the Atlantic Ocean, and chuck that sucker.
Amen.
Also, when you take a loss, you got to learn. We're going to get into what Republican voters need to understand when it comes to 2024. And we've also got Nancy Pelosi's replacement lined up. And let's just say he's an election denier. Shocking. We'll give you those details as we get along later in the show. But we mentioned in the big take, CNN trimming off a lot of fat today and tomorrow and this week, and really the collapse of the Clinton News Network. I'm sorry, CNN, the cable news network. And it's interesting because when you look at some of these ratings, and I just tweeted this out at Nick Kale, if you want to follow along and see just how pathetic CNN has really become, you can do that at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. So the top rated shows in the latest set of rankings and ratings are dominated by Fox News, a few sprinkles of MSNBC, and then eventually CNN shows up and, you know, joins the party, so to speak. But the top rated shows, the top five were The Five, which is on Fox at 5 o'clock. Tucker Carlson was number two at 8 o'clock. Jesse Waters was number three at 7 o'clock. Brett Baer at 6 o'clock was number four. And Hannity rounds out the top five on Fox News at 9 p.m. All Fox News shows. Then coming in at number six was Rachel Maddow. Seven was Gutfeld, back to Fox. Laura Ingraham at eight, back to Fox. America's Newsroom with the great Dana Perino and Bill Hemmer. Tremendous show. Gets really good ratings considering it's on at 9 o'clock in the morning. They come in at number nine. And then rounding out the top 10, you have The Last Word with Laura O'Donnell. And then, of course, more of...
Lawrence. Laura.
What
Lawrence,
did I say?
Lawrence O'Donnell. But it's Laura. Laura O'Donnell's fine.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I knew that.
He's going to go nuts on you.
I'm sorry. Brain
that
fart
was awesome.
For me. So those are your...
The hammering.
That is a total brain fart on my part. And you keep going down these rankings and these lists of all these Fox News shows. You got Fox and Friends. You've got Outnumbered, The Faulkner Focus, Neil Cavuto. And then you get a few MSNBC shows. Joy Reid, a friend of the show, comes in at number 22.
Wow. Congratulations.
22. Yes. So comparison, see, you've got her at number 22 at 7 o'clock. She draws 1.33 million viewers. Jesse Waters at 7 o'clock, who goes up against her and rivals her in the same time slot for Fox, has 2.9 million viewers. So he's got her more than doubled up. And then finally, you go on down the list and you're like, where are those red letters? You know, those breaking news things I always see when I put that channel on. Oh, here's CNN. The great Erin Burnett out front.
She's the highest rated?
29.
Wow.
I wouldn't say, you might need to rebrand that show from out front to behind.
But she's the highest rated CNN show?
That is correct.
Wow.
That is Monday, November the 28th. I've put up the shot.
I see it in front of you. Wow, look at you.
It's amazing.
Look at you prepared with this spreadsheet you have
I'm
in
like
front of you.
I'm like a TV program director. I'm going to go into the conference room at 10 o'clock and make some calls. I'm going to play PD for a while. You got Erin Burnett at number 29, Jake Tapper at 31, The Situation Room with Wolf Blitzer. I mean, there is a situation developing at CNN. We should probably go live to Wolf Blitzer right now for the latest details on this. And Anderson Cooper, the great AC, coming in at number 35 with a whopping 740,000 viewers.
Wow.
Nobody watches this network. I don't even know how they haven't even just like folded up shop.
740,000 viewers. We have more people listening in Burlington County right now than than he has watching him every night.
Staggering. I mean, Dawn Stenslin, you're a TV person at heart initially before you transitioned to radio. What do you make of this?
I just think it's a disaster for them. It gives me hope that people see that the news, there are some news agencies, a lot of them, that you can't trust anymore.
Yeah.
And it used to be way, like, back in the day, it's hard to even remember that, or it wasn't in our time, but there were only, you know, three stations.
Yep.
Right? And Walter Cronkite, we always hear my dad, Walter Cronkite, and everybody trusted him and so on and so forth. Where's the trust?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the truth?
Yep.
And so more people respect, like, Joe Rogan for their news and information.
Yes. More people are going to TikTok than they're going to CNN.
Which is scary.
Which is actually really, really scary.
Not in South Dakota.
Not in South Dakota.
That's right.
We'll tell you those details
Christy
coming
Noem.
Up. Wow. That's a little Gov Love segment coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. But, I mean, you know, you've done this for a long time. It's the slant. It's the truth, like you mentioned. And I also think, and I think at the end of the day, this really does matter, personality. Like, give me a likable figure on CNN who's just kind of bubbling and pops off the screen. And you're like, you know what? I can relate to that person, or I find that person hysterical. You go down the list. I mean, you can start with a Gutfeld. You might not have to like Gutfeld's opinions, but the dude's a personality. He gets on there. He makes you laugh. He will elicit an emotion out of you. CNN, they're just like vampires reading a teleprompter.
Yeah, Gutfeld, well, we met him at one of his book signings, right? And so he's fascinating because he's a guy who grew up Berkeley, liberal California, and then saw the light.
Yep.
He was a writer for Maxim magazine.
That's right.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah. So, like, he's been all over the place.
Right.
You know what's funny about this is that, I don't mean to, rain on everybody's parade, but these are just cable news ratings, right?
Correct.
Like every reruns of Everybody Loves Raymond and Friends beats all of them.
Oh, for sure.
So it's like when you say they're 29, it's probably more like
109.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
That's yes.
In their own little spectrum of news and opinion, that's where they are.
Yeah. Joy Reid, you got beat by a SpongeBob SquarePants.
Oh boy!
Congratulations.
Scooby-Doo.
Scooby-Doo.
Let's see here.
It's the new ratings winner.
Anderson Cooper. Yeah, Big Bang Theory quadrupled you. The show's been dead for 5 years. The reruns are still out doing it.
Oh, God.
So there you go.
Yeah.
If you want to see all the details, all the specifics, and if you want to play along as program director, you can at Nick Kale. K-A-Y-A-L is the Twitter handle. It's also retweeted on Talk Radio 1210 at 1210 WPHT. All right, so we will come back. We'll open up the phones if you guys want to jump in. 855-839-1210. The latest on the Twitter Elon Musk front. We had a lunch. We had an admission. And we have interference. The details on all three coming up next here on Kale & Company.
College, pro hoops, hockey too. What a time to be a sports fan. The Bet Parks Sportsbook and Casino app is the official sportsbook of the diehard Philly sports fan. It's so safe, secure, easy to use. Everything you want in that digital casino and sportsbook. So join Bet Parks with me now. It's the only casino and sportsbook app I ever recommend. And bet U.S. soccer this weekend, Fly Guys hockey, bet the birds every week this Sunday. We're favored by more than five. Bet all your favorite college teams. Live in-game betting. You bet on the action as it's happening. So just download the Bet Parks app now. New users, you get up to $750 in sportsbook bonus back if your first bet is not a winner. BetParks.com has all the deets for you. Sportsbook and casino, all in one amazing app. And remember, bet on more than just the score, the over-under, whatever. I love to bet on those individual player performances, like who scores touchdowns, points, rebounds, assists, goal scores, and much more. That's my thing. It's a lot of fun. BetParks Sportsbook and casino app must be 21. Present in Pennsylvania and New Jersey, or New Jersey. Gambling problem, please call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale & Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company, as we continue this morning, 6:38 on a Thursday, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. A little Fleetwood Mac theme this morning. The late, great Christy McVeigh passing away at the age of 79 years old. Now I know I'm really getting old, and trust me, I know I'm not old, but I'm starting to feel that way, because one of my dad's favorite bands and artists, and he was into Jay Giles Band and a lot of stuff, but he was a huge Fleetwood Mac fan. 79 years old.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, Stevie Nicks gets all the credit for Fleetwood Mac, and of course Mick Fleetwood, but...
Sure.
Christy McVeigh was probably the...
unsung hero?
Yeah. Yeah, she was the she was definitely the unsung hero for this band.
I would agree. 855-839-1210. Mark says on Twitter, one of the things that I like about Fox News is when they go to a commercial, they will play music from a variety of genres. Meanwhile, CNN gets out to a commercial break like they just broke world-breaking news and looking miserable in doing so. That's a great point. I sit there, I watch The Five sometimes, and, you know, Gutfeld and, you know, Jesse Waters and Dana Perino, and I always forget the name of the judge that sits on the left.
She always has
Judge Jeanine. She always has a wrist brace on like she's going bowling.
She's such a little pit bull. The other, she is a hoot, that woman.
She is.
She, I think she...
Annoying.
She does that CrossFit.
She is.
She looks like she does that CrossFit, though, and I think they're scared of her because she's like a little chihuahua.
I would have been scared to go in front of her in a courtroom in her, in her old days.
I think she's like 4'11", but to your point, she's just tough.
Sitting up there on the bench with that snarl on her face. Yes, Your Honor. Yes, ma'am. That's what I would be saying. So much to get to. And Mike Opelka checks in on Twitter. Who says, today's Freudian slip du jour, Nick Kale labeling Lawrence O'Donnell, Laura O'Donnell. Spit take achieved. I sincerely hope that doesn't stick. Really, seriously, that would be awful. You think I've had some Freudian slips on this show? You should have heard in my previous life, butchering sports coaches. I mean, there was like a time where I think there was this little stretch in the NFL where there was... In the 80s, there was a Marty Schottenheimer.
Yeah.
And then in the 90s, there was a Mike Shanahan. And we would always butcher Shanahan and Schottenheimer. And then their sons came along as offensive coordinators. And they're probably about my age or in their early 40s. And then I'd get the first name of the coach wrong, saying, oh, no, it's Mike Shanahan. No, it's It's Steve Shanahan. And I would totally butcher that. And we had a text board back in the day, and people will be ripping me on the text board. Like, what does Mike Shanahan have to do with this? And I'm like, well, did I say Mike Shanahan? I totally apologize. It's like a broadcaster's version of CTE. But anyway, let's get to the latest from Elon Musk. Now, I don't know if this is true because I watched this video. Elon Musk tweeted this yesterday on his Twitter feed. He says, thanks at @Tim_Cook, the boss of Apple, for taking me around Apple's beautiful HQ, aka headquarters. And it's a quick little video of like this big pond outside of what looks like some sort of industrial complex that you would see at somebody's job. And it doesn't look overly impressive. And I'm wondering if Elon is trolling Tim Cook or if they really got together for a lunch. Now, he goes on to say in a follow-up tweet a little bit later, and I guess this would be correct and this is true, and maybe this is not him trolling, but he says, good conversation, among other things, we resolved the misunderstanding about Twitter potentially being removed from the App Store. Tim was clear that Apple never considered doing so.
Yeah, I don't think he was trolling. I think they met and it, like, everything's been resolved and we're all good and everything is right with the world now because Twitter and Apple are fine with one another.
Okay. So that's great to know. If they really did get together, I guess I'm just a little underwhelmed by Apple's like a little pond
well,
that they have.
Maybe maybe that was his point. Maybe he was like, really, this is where the big bad Apple
And I've seen better ponds in industrial complexes in Conshohocken. much less at Apple. So I thought that was interesting. Now, I guess the question then becomes, was Apple seriously considering this? Where did this come from? Or was this, as 45 would say, fake news? Because it's odd that, you know, one, and look, you know, the wealthiest people in the world can get together on their private jets, meet up in the snap of a finger, get together for a lunch and, you know, put, you know, everything to bed and let bygones be bygones. But now all of a sudden, you know, Tim Cook says, we were never considering taking your app out of the Apple Store. It makes me wonder just how valid those reports were.
Wow, so your theory is that they didn't actually meet?
My theory is that they did meet, and if this is in fact correct, which I'm assuming it is, that this was an overreaction, and this was just fugazi news. I mean, you're going to, in a matter of days, this was what? In a matter of a 3 or 4 day window, we hear Apple considering removing Twitter app from their app store, to Elon Musk tweeting Tim Cook a few times, Tim Cook never responding to Elon Musk on Twitter. Somehow they connect outside of the social media stratosphere. They fly together, meet wherever they got together at. I'm assuming Elon Musk flew to meet Tim Cook at Apple's headquarters. And just like that, yeah, no, we're not getting rid of your app. I think it was fake news.
Let me ask you this. If Elon Musk wants to meet with, or he and Tim Cook want to meet about something.
Yes.
And Elon Musk flies in on his, I assume, on his jet or whatever.
Yes.
And everybody notices, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't have how do those two have a secret meeting?
Correct.
So did they create a situation, or did Elon create a situation whereby they could, he went there.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And so he went to Apple headquarters. Flies in. My question is, what else did they talk about?
Right.
Why did they really want to meet?
Right.
Because I would love to be a fly on a wall with those two
mm-hmm.
and what they're brainstorming and chatting about.
Could it just be publicity for both?
I don't think I just think for them, they're business people and they're mm-hmm. geeks.
Yeah.
And I just wonder if the two of them, it wasn't just resolving this.
Mm-hmm.
It was a business meeting.
And keep in mind, too, Elon Musk had came out and said a few days ago, when this was believed to be somewhat accurate, that Apple is seriously considering removing Twitter's app from their app store. Elon Musk said that he'll create his own phone. He'll create a rival phone to the Apple iPhone app store and the Google Samsung Droid and their Google Play store. He's like, all right, you don't want my app on your two devices? I'll create my own device.
Yeah, I think that was all bluster.
Believe he could pull that off.
100%. Right? Okay. But, I mean, to compete with Apple, come on, dude. I mean, you're not like, the iPhone is, He's not going to compete with the iPhone.
I mean, droids and Samsungs can't even really hang with Apple.
Well, don't tell them that because
they're stinking green blue boxes. They're green.
Thank God. Thank God our text chain, there's no green. There's no green. The four of us all have blue, which is,
I just wonder, you know, you think about Elon Musk and his, you know, what is his skill set? It was Tesla, and he's a Starlink guy. And then I just think about, we talked about Apple AirDrop. Is there a technological, I don't know, is there something where they're thinking about a collaborative effort?
Could very well be.
Because they have different skill sets. Elon Musk is not a social media guy, even though I think it's his hobby.
Even though he tweets a lot lately.
Yeah, he gets a kick out of it.
Yeah.
But I actually think he's more of a scientist.
Yes.
And there's something with Tim Cook and Apple that I just look in the future to see, are they really thinking in the future about collaborating?
Yeah, could very well be the case. So that was the first story with Twitter yesterday. And then we get to more pertinent and important stuff. Ex-Twitter safety chief, and this is very big of this individual, the ex-Twitter safety chief admits that the Hunter Biden laptop censorship was a mistake. You know what? I'm bored. It's November the 30th.
2 years later.
I'll just say, you know what? Yeah, my bad. We got that one wrong. That's on me.
Sorry. Do better next time.
See if we can bounce back.
Like, you know when you're grilling and you accidentally, like, one of the burgers flips off and goes on the grass? Yeah. You have to walk. That's a mistake.
Happens for me one out of every four times I go. My wife can attest to that.
That's a mistake.
You're
though.
A bad grill master. Then.
You are.
I'm a disaster on the grill. Well,
but you love to grill.
Burgers on the ground. Come on, man.
The amount of the amount of grease flare ups I get.
I don't even eat burgers, and I'm better than you at that. Sorry. Go on.
No, my dog Buddy. He lives for those moments. He's like, oh, please, let her drop one. But that's a mistake, right?
Yeah.
That's to say, oops, you know, Britney Spears, oops, I did it again. Like,
yes.
Oops, that's a mistake.
Uh-huh.
It's, you're fired.
Yeah. Like, dude, you basically suppressed vital information that could impact the voters' mind and their decision on how they're going to vote in 2020. And again, I think I'm saying this correctly. I'm more interested, and I think the Hunter Biden laptop story is bigger than what Greg has said. At the end of the day, how many voters did that impact? We'll never know. But I gotta believe it played a factor. And you have Yoel Roth, who quit Twitter in protest of the company's new owner, Elon Musk. So that is the individual. So let me give you the details here. The former head of trust and safety at Twitter recently admitted that the social media company's decision to censor the Hunter Biden laptop story in 2020 was, quote, a mistake. During a sit-down with journalist Kara Swisher, ex-Twitter safety chief Yoel Roth said that despite concerns about the authenticity of the laptop story, it still did not reach a point where he wanted to remove the content, which was later censored anyway. Initial reporting suggested that Roth blocked user access from the October 2020 story. So keep in mind, that's 1 month out from Election Day. But the former Twitter division lead said the decision was not up to him. Quote, we didn't know what to believe. We didn't know what was true. There was smoke, and ultimately for me, it didn't reach a place where I was comfortable removing this content from Twitter, Roth said. But it set off every single one of my finely tuned APT28 hack and leak campaign alarm bells. Whatever that means, end quote. Both repeatedly reiterated that despite big tech companies' high alert status and his personal feeling of responsibility to protect the integrity of conversations from foreign governments attempting to interfere in elections, it never rose to the level where he believed the story should be censored. Hunter Biden's laptop was at the center of a big tech censorship campaign in 2020. But, quote, so was it a mistake? Swisher asked. He responds, quote, in my opinion, yes. So there is the admission and the details of that. I would love to flip the tables here. And, you know, you sit here and you talk about how, you know, where there was smoke and, you know, it didn't reach a point of blah, blah, blah. I'm wondering if you would have operated in the same fashion if it wasn't Democrat related, if it was Republican related. If this story, you know, if Donald Trump Jr. had a laptop And would you?
Can you imagine?
It would have been out months in advance. I mean, it would have been the number one trending thing on Twitter. Once again, different rules for different fools. And Yoel Roth, I'm glad you're out. And then finally, we have this. Elon Musk says that Twitter has interfered in elections.
Oh.
So here are the details from The Blaze. So Elon Musk said on Twitter on Wednesday that Twitter had interfered in elections before he bought and promised that it would be more centered under his leadership. Musk made the claim on Wednesday while responding to an article quoting the former head of trust and safety of Twitter as saying that the platform would not be safer after he purchased the company. Musk tweeted the following, quote, "The obvious reality, as longtime users know, is that Twitter has failed in trust and safety for a very long time and has interfered in elections. Twitter 2.0 will be far more effective, transparent, and even-handed." Musk's admission corroborates accusations against the social media platform made for years by those on the right who claimed that Twitter was unfairly selective in its enforcement of the terms of use. Musk had previously said that he would reveal some of the internal conversations that led to the decision to censor the story published by the New York Post about Hunter Biden's laptop just before the 2020 election. Establishment media figures said that stopping the spread of the story was justified because of uncertainty about its veracity, but critics accused them of trying to protect then-candidate Joe Biden, who went on to win the presidency. So, there you have it. All the latest, a lunch, an admission, and some interference, as I think we put to bed many things here in the latest Twitter sphere drama with Elon Musk. 855-839-1210, but I'm sure there'll be more drama tomorrow, so yeah, we'll talk about those as they come in and as they developed. 855-839-1210, if you guys want to jump in on Twitter at 1210WPHT, you can get me at Nick Kale, K-A-Y-A-L. We'll come back, we'll get some news from Dawn, and then yesterday, John Kirby was on Fox News with Martha McCullum, and she really dug in on him and the White House and the United States government's hypocritical stances on Twitter and Apple. We'll put a bow on that, and then we'll get to some stories about some governors doing great work around this country. It's all still ahead, 7 o'clock hour next on Kale and Company.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.